Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Social Media CX podcast. I'm your host, Brooke Sellis, and today we're talking about small businesses and the customer experience. Small businesses actually have a secret weapon when it comes to customer experience. With smaller teams, they can be more responsive, more personal, and more connected to their customers. But here's the catch. When resources are tight, and the expectation is to deliver enterprise-level service, small teams often hit a wall. That's exactly what Lindsay and I talked about on her episode. So if you haven't listened to that one, go check it out. She pointed out that automation isn't a luxury anymore, it's a necessity. I tend to agree. Welcome to the Social Media CX Podcast, where social media meets customer experience and where all fires, no rainbows is the current reality for most brands. I'm Brooke Sellis, CEO of B Squared Media, and I am on a mission to change that. Social media can be the MVP of your CX strategy, and I'm here to show you how. Each week, we'll tackle the challenges of social care head on with candid interviews, real-world case studies, and actionable advice to turn your social channels into loyalty-building, revenue-driving, dopamine machines. Whether you're managing customer complaints, trying to engage meaningfully, or just tired of missing DMs, this podcast is your guide to putting out the fires and building the rainbows. Nearly 45% of businesses are already using automation to cut costs, and at least one function in 31% of businesses has been completely automated. Y'all, this is going to become a bigger thing as AI becomes a bigger thing. Here's where a lot of brands go wrong, though. Automation should support your CX or customer experience, not replace the human touch. So how do you strike that balance? That's what we're tackling today. I've learned this the hard way because I'm the only salesperson for B Squared Media. The first 2.5 years, it was literally just me offering our 7-day-a-week social media management services. So I was working 7 days a week, about 80 hours a week, every DM, every email, every social mention for B Squared and for all of the clients we were servicing during that first 2.5 years felt like an opportunity for either myself or the client, but I could not physically keep up with all of that going on. At first, I resisted automation. I'm not gonna lie, because you know me, I'm all about the human connection. I didn't want our brand to feel robotic. I didn't want our clients' brands to feel robotic. But then I kind of realized something. Automation isn't about replacing humans. It's about freeing us up to do what we do best, which is to build those real customer relationships. When we finally implemented smart automation, think chatbots for FAQs, AI-assisted social listening, and auto-tagging for prioritization based on conversations, our response times improved dramatically. More importantly, I had time to engage in the high-level and high-value conversations that actually closed deals. And that, my friends, is the real win. So how can you automate without losing the human touch? I'm going to break this down into a simple 3-step automation strategy for social media. Number one, automate the simple stuff. Use chatbots to answer common questions. When is your store open? What are your hours? What are your refund policies? All of those things that are what we call FAQs or frequently asked questions, a bot can answer 100% correctly all of the time, 24/7. So definitely consider using chatbots on your social channels or even your website when your humans aren't available. When you are looking at those messages coming into your inbox from social, most social tools allow you to auto-tag incoming messages based on urgency. This way, your team can prioritize better. So you can put in keywords that would trigger an auto-tag for a negative message. These kinds of things can get auto-tagged and make sure that they're prioritized in your social media inbox. You can also set up quick replies for those frequently asked questions. That way, it still feels a little bit personal if you're not going to use a chatbot for the FAQs. We do all of this through Sprout Social, but most social media tools offer these things. If they don't, it may be time to shop for a new, more robust tool, because trust me, time saved is money earned.
Hi,
it's Brooke Seles. Want to turn casual connections into raving fans? My Lost to Loyal newsletter is your go-to guide for mastering social media care and creating unforgettable customer experiences. Every month, I'll send you actionable tips, proven strategies, and the latest trends straight to your inbox. Don't just guess, know what works. Sign up now at bit.ly, that's bit.ly/b2loyal. That's B as in B squared, 2 as in the number, and the word loyal. Once you do, we'll build loyalty together every month. See you there. Number 2, keep the human in the loop. You know I was going to say that, right? Never, ever, ever let the bot handle an emotional or a complex issue. Train it to escalate those types of issues to a real human. Make sure you have a human in the options or in the menu, and then make sure that a human's actually there when that ripcord is pulled. I also think you should use AI-powered sentiment analysis to flag frustrated customers for immediate human attention. And while we love sentiment analysis, we really love social listening, which includes sentiment analysis, because this allows us to not only listen to the things that are coming into us when we're being tagged, but it allows us to proactively listen out for those conversations when we're not being tagged. I talked about this a lot on Sarah's episode of Care Chat. So if you want to hear more about that, negative conversations, social listening, all those things, go back and listen to that one. And if automation starts a conversation, make it crystal clear how a customer can reach a real person. Also make it crystal clear that this is a bot. Hey, this is B Squared Media's Brooke Bot. Our humans are sleeping right now. I can help you with some frequently asked questions, or if you prefer, hit this button or this link or this thing, and we'll make sure to get a note to our humans and they'll reach out to you when they're done resting. Oh, I cracked myself up. Number 3, you have to measure, tweak, and repeat. This isn't a one and done. This isn't a set it and forget it type situation. So I want you to think about what you're going to track. Give yourself a baseline. Here's what I would track if it were me on the baseline of using these automation tools and chatbots. Track response times, resolution rates, and customer satisfaction scores. Do this before you implement the automation and again after. Maybe set yourself like a 90-day goal. After you implement, you're going to go back, check response time, resolution rate, and customer satisfaction scores. And then see if the automation is actually helping, because we don't want to pull something in that it makes it easier on us but harder on the customer, as we talked about in Josh's episode. Putting extra work on the customer is never a good idea, and it's terrible CX. I also want you to regularly review the conversations that your bot is having with people. You need to go in and kind of discount double check, as we say, the data. Discount double check the conversations. Make sure that things are going smoothly. Or if there's any hiccups or frustrations that the customers are having in that workflow and in that process, edit it. Make an iteration. Remember, it's not a one and done. And optimize as you go. What works 6 months ago, trust me, is probably not going to work today. You're constantly in there editing your workflows with your bots. We call them conversational workflows. But what you'll find if you are going in there and looking at the data like I'm asking you to is that you're going to have to make little iterations on the way, little micro tweaks. But on the other side of that is better customer experience. It's less friction. It makes it easier for the customer to get to point A to point B. And that's what customer experience is all about. At the end of the day, your automation strategy should be using technology to be more human, not less human. So here's my challenge for y'all. Audit your social care process today. Look at where automation or a chatbot could support your team without replacing the personal touch that makes small businesses so darn good at CX. And let's keep the conversation going. Tag me on social and let me know what's one automation tool that's made a difference in your CX game. And hey, if you loved this episode, hit that subscribe button, would ya? We've got more tactical deep dives coming your way. Until next time, think conversation, not campaign.
Thanks for tuning in to the Social Media CX Podcast. If you loved today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who needs to up their social care game.